This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. Some San Luis Obispo County residents who have recently changed their party affiliation have received two ballots in the mail. As KCBX reporter Bree Zender explains, this has caused some confusion.
Paso Robles resident Judy Black was originally a Republican, but she says she decided to change her party affiliation to independent before this particular election. She received a ballot in her mailbox in September. She filled it out and mailed it back. But then,
on the 24th of October, I received another mail-in ballot.
Black was confused about this. She wasn't sure if her first ballot had counted, so she headed to a polling place in Paso Robles this morning to clear it up. San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder Tommy Gong says his office automatically sends these second ballots out intentionally after recent party affiliation, address, or name changes. He says his office keeps track of the votes turned in by each person, and the first ballot submitted is the one that will be counted. Gong says if you're sent a second ballot and you turn in both, don't worry.
No, they wouldn't get in trouble for that, because at the same time, that's, you know, the system makes it so that it sends a second ballot to the person. Only the first one will count.
Monterey and Santa Barbara County voting offices say this hasn't been a problem for them. Bree Zender, KCBX News.